USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is skyrocketing towards $4.50 a gallon. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular is now $4.43 a gallon. That's the highest price on record. And Democratic Senator from Montana, John Tester, tells MSNBC, now's a great time to think about going green.
That's a big one, I'll tell you that. Gasoline, fuel you put in your cars. This is really an opportunity not only to drill for our natural resources, but to set up so we can have renewable energy moving forward so there's more competition in that marketplace. We need to have a moonshot event to not only deal with climate change, but also make energy more affordable going into the future that doesn't put a bunch of CO2 into the air. We can do that.
President Biden meeting with law enforcement officials at the White House on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy.
Under the direction of Attorney General Merrick Garland, the FBI is once again going after parents.
Whistleblowers have revealed that the FBI opened multiple investigations into parents who protested education policies they believed harmful to their children, including one father who complained against mask mandates. The news comes after it was discovered that the Biden administration officials solicited a letter from the National School Boards Association asking Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate concerned parents for potential, quote, domestic terrorism under the Patriot Act.
Katie Lewis reporting there from the USA Radio News Midwest News Bureau. The Biden administration has canceled U.S. oil and gas production lease sales in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. The move comes amid mounting bipartisan criticism of the administration for allegedly hampering American fuel production while consumer prices soar. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The crack pipe controversy is heating up again after the Washington Free Beacon confirmed that in numerous major cities, safe smoking kits handed out by harm reduction organizations included pipes for smoking drugs. Even as White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki continues to say it's a conspiracy theory that safe smoking kits contain crack pipes, Patrick Huff with the Washington Free Beacon says not so fast.
What Jen Psaki said, I mean, this is the exact messaging they did when we broke the story back in February. The pipes are not in the kit. And happily, the media pushed this narrative. They printed the press release. But what we decided was actually to go out and do the real work to figure out what is a smoking kit. So we went to 5 different cities up and down the East Coast, and we found, of course, yes, a crack pipe is within a crack smoking kit. That's the whole point.
At least 2 deaths are reported after hurricane force winds hit South Dakota. Nearly 170 damaging wind reports came in, including 60 that were over 75 miles an hour Thursday night. It's only the second time in nearly 20 years the state has seen that many hurricane force winds from a non-tropical storm. United Airlines is becoming the first major carrier to strike a contract deal with its pilots union since the start of the pandemic. United and the Airline Pilots Association announced the deal Friday, but didn't disclose specifics. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.